Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And yeah, you know, is there anybody on earth who doesn't know the possum, George Jones? I mean, this guy just left a musical legacy and is just a legend. And the reason that he was able to finish the end of his life the way he did was because of his wife, his fourth wife, Nancy Jones. And there's a great memoir coming out. It's out about George Jones that she wrote along with Ken Abraham. And they're both with us today. Nancy, Ken, how are you?
I am wonderful.
Doing great, Scott. Good, doing great, Randy. Really good to be with you.
Yeah, it's so great to hear this. Of course, I'm a huge George Jones fan. My mom was a huge George Jones fan. And I was actually very excited about this book, Nancy, because I've read a couple of books already about the possum. And, you know, nobody probably knew him better in a sober way than you did, and you were credited with getting him off the alcohol and the drugs, and paid a pretty severe price for yourself, didn't you?
Well, yes, and it was. I'm not going to say it was easy, but you know, who would have known George any better than me? We were together 32 years, married 30 years, and I was with him every day of his life, and you know, we were so close that sometimes people. We got a nickname. They used to call him Velcro because they said, "My God, he stays stuck to you."
Well, it's a good thing for him that you came along. And you said, I read where you kind of wanted to set the record straight on some of these other stories about George. And the one famous story that has always been around is about him taking his tractor out when he lost his car or the ability to drive his car, right?
That is true, but it was a lawnmower, and it was, just George told me, everybody has a story, oh, it happened in my town, happened in my town. It happened in Vidor, Texas, and it was with his third wife, which was Shirley, the second wife, I'm sorry. And it was, he just came home drunk from playing the Louisiana Hayride, and he was absolutely plastered. And she called his brother-in-law and said, you know, you got to come over here and help me with George. He is so drunk, and I'm just leaving. So she left, and he called his brother-in-law, Uncle Dub, and he stayed there. And he locked all the doors in the house, the windows. He did everything. But he forgot to get the key at that lawnmower. So George said he was dying. He was dying for a drink. So he looked out that window in his bedroom and said, oh my God, I just know those keys aren't in there. Well, they were. So he climbed out of that window, got on that lawnmower, and drove it down the highway there. He said, nobody wouldn't pick me up. They looked at me like I was stupid, which, well, yeah. And finally did get to a liquor store, and the rest of that story is history, but wow. It happened in Vidor,
drove several miles, right,
Nancy? Yes,
he
did.
I was going to ask you, yeah, several miles on the lawnmower.
Isn't that crazy?
That's great. We're talking to Nancy Jones here on the National Defense about her memoir about George Jones called Playing Possum. And there's another story I want to ask you about that I read about George. And this is when he had booked a trip, or his promoters booked a trip overseas for him. And he did not want to go. And so the story I read was that then he fled to Lexington, Kentucky, I think it was, and stayed there. And his manager actually had to come and conduct a search to find George. Do you know anything about that, Nancy?
No, that sounds like that's going to be before my time.
Okay.
Because we only got together in November of 81. So that had to be before my time. But I do know that he didn't like to go overseas because he was like, you know, to me, it's like a foreign country, honey. I don't know about going over there.
Right.
But one thing he did love, and that was Canada, man. He'd go to Canada in a minute. He loved Canada.
Really? Really? You know, there's so many fascinating things about George. And I guess in addition to the book, there's a musical tribute being planned, right?
Oh, yeah, we had that. We did a 10-year anniversary of George's death, which was in Huntsville, Alabama. And that is playing tomorrow in all of your your local movie theaters that you can go and see that show one day only. So that is, if you could just call your local theaters, or
it's fathomevents.com, Randy. Fathomevents.com. People can still get tickets at the last minute here. It's October 17th all around the country. Fathomevents.com. They can get tickets. So,
and there's 32 artists on there.
Oh, wow.
Big artists. So Lori Morgan, Dierks Bentley, Brad Paisley, Jamie Johnson. And I called every one of them, and let me tell you, not a one of them said no. They were there and honored to get up there and sing a George Jones song. So you can get to that one, it's just a wonderful show.
Boy, this is going to be a battle of the movies, George Jones against Taylor Swift.
Well, I don't think we got a battle there. I think
Hey, Ken, I know that you've had so many successful books yourself, and I'm sure you knew George Jones, knew about George Jones. Anything that when you started working with Nancy on his book, anything that really surprised you?
I was surprised, at especially in the early days with their relationship, how he treated Nancy. He really did not treat Nancy well, and yet she continued to love him. And we've all gone through some tough times. We've all done stuff we wish we would never done, things we wish we said that we wish we'd never said. Well, George had done all that, and Nancy just would not give up on him. She just continued to love him. She knew there was a good man in there, and she was determined she wasn't going to let him die. I was impressed by that, but I didn't know. Tell you the truth, Randy, I did not know all the bad things that George had done to Nancy along that way. So it was a little bit of a revelation for me. But boy, it was fun to learn about the funny George, the happy George, the patriotic George. George Jones loved the United States of America, and he loved our soldiers, and he was committed to being the kind of man, the stand-up kind of guy that we can say, hey, God bless America.
Well, you know, there are so many times that I've read, you know, about George missing shows. And I at one point I thought there's no way that he missed that many shows. At one point he had, what, 200 lawsuits against him, Nancy, for shows that he didn't show up for.
That is true. And what is so, I used to feel sorry for the postman. How in the world is he getting all of those lawsuits in that mailbox? So what I did, I was just young, stupid, and everything else, but I learned really fast. So I would get those and look at them and thinking, I wonder if I could call those promoters and see if they would just give him another chance. Well, I did, and guess what? They say, no, they won't show up, Nancy. I got to be friends with all the promoters. I promised them that he would be there, and I solved every one of those lawsuits, and he would go. Like, he'd have one show that he didn't get paid because he had to do the show. And then I had two more shows that he did get paid. So it was worth, you know, the fuel for the bus and the paying the Jones boys and everybody out there. But I solved them all and became friends with every one of those promoters.
I bet they were just so happy to talk to anybody at that point. We're talking to Nancy Jones here on the National Defense, and Ken Abraham, the authors of the new book about George Jones, Playing Possum. Hey, Nancy, how did you and George meet?
Through a girlfriend of mine that was dating one of his managers, and she called me to go to New York, and I have not lost nothing in New York, don't want to go. I didn't like country music. I did not like country music.
Really?
I love Creedence Clearwater. Now, I can clean a house in 10 minutes if you put Creedence Clearwater on. And I just was into them. And then when she kept on and kept on and kept on, well, I finally went. And to that show, I saw a man singing a song that I don't even know how he did it because he didn't open his mouth. But it was wonderful. So when we got back to the hotel that night, we sat up all night long talking, and he told me things that he said I've never told anybody in my life. He just built his heart. He told me everything, and I just felt like this man needs help. I mean, he's telling everything and trusting me, and it was wonderful. So when it was time for me to leave, I said, I got to go. And he said, I don't want you to go. And I'm like, look, I got a job. I got two girls. I'm leaving. Okay, I left. I did a commercial flight from New York back to Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana. And by the time that I fought and getting through those commercial flights, I get home and there's a strange car in my driveway. And guess what? He had chartered a plane, leased the car, and was sitting in my driveway.
Wow.
And I guess, yeah, the rest is history. That's it.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, you know, George knew how to get what he wanted, right?
Well, yeah, he did, and he won my heart.
Yeah.
What a great story. Nancy, thank you so much for the time. Ken, pleasure to meet you, and best of luck on the book. And again, Fathom Events is where you can see the movie. It sounds like just a great event that was recorded for George. But thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Randy. This is a great story. It was fun for me to work with Nancy Jones and to tell the stories of George Jones that a lot of people have never read, never seen before in print, and now they are. So it's really worth doing. We think that the book is fun to read, but more than that, we hope it's going to give people some inspiration, some encouragement through their tough times. Like I said, we all go through tough times. Nancy found the hope in the Lord, and so did George, and we know that's possible for other people too.
Oh, that is great. Well, you know, has there ever been a movie about George?
Well, you know, with this book and it's telling the truth.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that somebody would pick this up because the series they came out before was nothing but Hollywood and lies.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping somebody will pick this up and then we will get the truth out there of this wonderful man that God saved.
That's a great idea, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Dennis Quaid is standing by.
All right.
Thank you, guys. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Just because.